FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country. The proof of your love, Justin Gambino, Journey Within My Soul, and Third Day, Let There Be Light. Good morning, 749, mostly cloudy. We might see some rain or snow showers today. Windy, high only 48, becoming clear and cold and windy overnight, low 34. And tomorrow, sunny, high 58 right now. It's chilly, a little overcast, it's 39. Our very special guest today, Daniel Shiesta, is the president of Exodus from Darkness. Good morning once again to you, Daniel.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
You have such a powerful testimony of coming from Iran, from Islam to Christ, and you shared about being a radical Islamist and even going to war for your country's values and religion, and you are such a gentle, peaceful, joyful person. I find it hard to imagine you as a radical Islamist. Tell us a little bit about where Christ has brought you.
Well, that's the reality of Jesus. When you become a follower of Jesus, it changes you. And I hear that from many people. They can't believe that. Jesus is amazing, and he changes you. I was, you know, a radical Muslim leader. I was, you know, crying to Allah to give me opportunity to kill, you know, Jews and Christians. You know, these are the desires of radical committed Muslims, because if you kill a non-Muslim, or if you lead a non-Muslim to Islam, and if that person rejects, if you kill that person, you're gaining awards for your eternity. So that's why people do that. I'm not saying that all Muslims are practicing the same thing. Praise God that many Muslims do not follow their religion strictly, because they do not know that, or many of them know that if they go in it, they become cruel to their own wife, to their own children, to their neighbors, and to others. So they hesitate, really, to become committed Muslim. But that's the reality, you know. Islam, in a sense, is a Pharisaic religion, because really Islam started from Judaism. Muhammad was going to a church for 28 years, the prophet of Islam, and he learned a lot of things from the church. And then he left the church and went and took, you know, refuge in one of his tribe. Was very nationalistic Arabic tribe, hated Christians and Jews, and after that, hatred toward Jews and Christianity started, and then became a godly creed that if Muslims kill Christians and Jews, they will go to heaven. But the message of Christ is amazing, changes them. They do not know that, because Muslims like us, humankind, they were created in the image of God. They have the capacity to understand. We just need to help them. That's what I do. I just say to them, could you please give me just a few minutes I talk to you. I remember that I was in Africa in a church. A Muslim imam, a leader of a mosque in the neighborhood, came into the church. He attacked me. He was going to beat me. Pastors jumped to protect me. And I said to him, sir, would you please give me 5 minutes? I talk to you. If you don't like it, and I will ask these pastors to go away, so I will make myself available for you to beat me. And so I got the time with him, and I talked to him. I said, you believe that your religion is the perfect religion. A perfect religion should have perfect peace, perfect wisdom. I don't see that peace in you, sir. But you call my religion imperfect. I have to be angry. I am not. So that really brought him down.
Wow.
And I got his email, gave my email to him, and we had 6 months email conversation, and after 6 months, he gave his heart to the Lord.
Amazing.
You see, this is Jesus. Jesus said, just get people into conversation, into building conversation, and that conversation changes people. And these are the values I learned, and they, you know, changed my life from, you know, it just 180 degree, you know,
yeah.
It made upside down me, you know, from a value, an aggressive value, to an unconditional loving value.
It's amazing. We're talking with Daniel Shiesta, the president of Exodus from Darkness. If folks want to hear your story, if they want to hear your full testimony, hear your teaching, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can call my cell phone, 719-271-5227, or they can go to our website, exodusfromdarkness.org, and write to me an email, and I'm telling, really, they will be amazed. My story is amazing, and also my knowledge about Christianity, all world religions, and revealing the values of Christ, it's amazing, and I guarantee them they will enjoy it.
Yes, we're talking with Daniel Shiesta. Daniel, your testimony is amazing. You could visit Daniel online, exodusfromdarkness.org, or as he mentioned, his phone number, 719-271-5227. You are available to speak at churches, yes, at events, yes, if folks want you to come out and share what God is doing in your life, and yes, to share to Muslims and Islamists as well.
Yes, I mean, we do our ministry to every person God gives us. I'm a scholar about religions and cultures. I speak to every people group and people from every religious background.
Daniel, thank you so much for visiting us today.
It's a pleasure for me. Thank you for giving this chance to me.
It was a joy to hear how God has worked in your life and how he's working still today to reach others.
Praise be to his name.
Praise God. Once again, we are talking with Daniel Shiesta. His ministry, Exodus from Darkness. Visit him online, exodusfromdarkness.org. Daniel, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Back to the music with the choir. This is Shadow of the Cross on WJTL.